The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There are only 10,000 left in the wild.
They are adorable.
They are pretty cute.
And according to the Smithsonian Institution, without help, they could go extinct. More after this from Charlie. I don't care how many videos you've seen of puppies or kittens, there is nothing quite as cute as a 2.5-week-old red panda.
Are these your kids?
They're like my kids, yeah.
They're slightly larger than a domestic cat with rust-colored fur and a long, striped, shaggy tail. And because their front legs are shorter, they walk with a waddle.
And now what are you doing?
I'm just burping them a little. But I haven't really heard them ever, like, outwardly belch, but we have heard it in other species, but it does kind of settle them a little.
And even if they did outwardly belch, I'm sure that would be cute, too. Jessica Cordell's job is to care for 5 of the 7 red panda cubs recently born at the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute in Virginia. CBS correspondent Edward Lawrence talked with Institute Director Steve Montfort, who says with only 10,000 red pandas left, even though there are groups trying to preserve their native habitat in the Himalayas, extinction is a real possibility.
So why do this? Why not let nature take its course?
We know for sure if we allow nature to take its course, so to speak, that eventually species like red pandas and others are doomed to extinction. If we don't do that now, while there's still enough individuals to study, it'll be too late if we're called in, you know, when there's a catastrophe.
Red pandas are so fragile that about half die in the first 4 weeks of life. So the Smithsonian's goal is to create what amounts to a biodiversity ark in case the worst happens.
We should care about things like diversity of species in the wild because the food, the water, the air that we need to survive all comes from these places where red pandas and other species live.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.